Blog Talk Radio.
Blindfold on my eyes like a heart. See, but indeed, I was high like Marty. Looking for a shawty, I was tripping on Bacardi. Even though they wouldn't call me, I was missing on my calling. On a mission for the folly, getting twisted, but I always ended up so low. Face down in the party. I guess wine is a mocker, though. And they say that because it makes fun of you. Too many minors drinking majors underage. When they reach the major age, they gon' be in major pain. So drop down and give me 30. I ain't even drink tonight. Sober mind with this overflow. Listening to story go. I even heard a grandma singing like
bang, bang, you gon' hear that thump. It's about time to turn it up. Bang, bang, you gon' hear that thump. It's about time to party.
The party on the weekend covered in the blood of Jesus. On the rocks like I was Cephas. Shall we save me from my secrets? He was bleeding for my healing. You can feel it in your speakers. Moving quicker than a cheetah. You don't need to try to flee him. I was dormant, I was sleeping, but he freed me. I'm achieving, now I'm growing like a fetus. While I'm
celebration. Just turn up the music, we don't need no decorations. Everybody in the club, but the club's so basic. We just throw a party cause it's great, it's so amazing. We can't take the credit for all of this jubilation. She just knocked it out the park, we just running around the base. All my friends, I used to know they don't know my occupation. I just gotta laugh when I see the look on their face. Cause they waiting for the drop like I'm holding the bass hostage. Hands up and down, but the truth will remain constant. I'm sick of all this music that's talking all that nonsense. Cause ain't no point in beats on the record with no content. But now I don't know what you're looking at me.
Good morning. It's the Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K, here. Another blessed Monday, man. Feel that double blessing because it's Monday. A lot of people that don't like Mondays. I personally love Mondays. To me, Mondays is the beginning, you know, another opportunity to make wrong things right. It's a blessing to be able to be here. Good morning to everybody that's on the check-in via Facebook, however it is that you're logging on through the website, lushradioonline.com, emmae2k.com, e2kmagazine.com. I'm having my coffee. I'm feeling absolutely rejuvenated this weekend. Happy weekend with the kids, and it was all love. Shout out to Annette. We had a great weekend out there in Hollywood, Florida. A lot of beach, a lot of pool, a lot of sun, you know, and a lot of relaxation, a lot of time to look at the water and reflect And so, you know, that's what I've been doing these past couple of weeks, is really reflecting on my life, where it was, where it's headed, where I'm going, you know. Every so often you need to reflect and to see if the people that are around you should continue to be around you, you know. If not, give it to God. He'll take care of it. He'll sure make a way for someone that don't belong in your path. He'll clear them off. Believe that. So just entrust that. He'll take care of everything. Shout out to all my chosen women from Crossover. Woo-woo! We're meeting tonight at 7. I can't wait to see y'all ladies tonight. So definitely shout out to all my church sisters. Shout out to all the queen sisters that I've been inboxing with this past weekend, too. I mean, you know, even on my vacay, it never stops. This never stops. The fact that we need to always be our sister's keeper, that we need to always power and motivate everyone else, no matter what we're doing or where we're at. And, you know, there's a few of us that are chosen for this life, you know, and there's a few of us that are not chosen. But either way, it's all about giving back. It's all about, you know, learning and then teaching. So if you're too busy talking, you're not really learning. So sometimes we need to stay still and listen, reflect, and then so we're able to, you know, give out the proper energy and the proper information to those that need it. I can't find my list of the shout-outs and things that I'm going to do, so I don't know where my stuff is at. Anyway, so this is how we're starting. This is what happens when you're in a live show. And but since I've been doing this for years, you know, I can balance it out. I'm actually waiting for Lush, that's supposed to be calling in, and I don't know what she's doing. She's still having breakfast, coffee, what's going on? Lush, I know you hear me. Call in. 347-826-7722, call in, and let me know that you're out there, that you're listening, and let me know what you're doing out there this fabulous Monday morning. I know I look out my window, all I see is sun, and it's a blessing, man. I put myself in this position to be able to look out my window and see the sun. I made a choice in my life, you know? So life is about choices. Whatever choice you make, it has its consequences, good or bad. So be careful. Be careful in the choices you make for yourself, because if you're not then happy with the outcome, then you're not going to be a very positive energy for anyone around you. So make sure you make the right decisions. You know, put yourself where you want to be and stop worrying about what everybody else is at and what everybody else is doing. Concentrate on you and what you're doing and, you know, getting yourself there, you know. Everybody wants a free ride nowadays, but that's not the way it works, you know. There's nothing free in this world. Everybody got to go out there and get what you get, you know, on the count of your sweat. Sweat and tears is what, you know, what brings food to the table, you know. A lot of people that just want to lay up and think that it's just going to show up, you know, mysteriously. Oh, the universe is going to bring it to you. But the universe just is a boomerang that brings you, you know, it hits you back with whatever you're throwing at it. So with that being said, be careful what you're throwing out there to the universe, because it's going to boomerang right back at you. That's why I concentrate the most on being the best person I can be and throwing out as much positive energy as I can, because that's what I want boomerang back to me. You know what I mean? So when it's time and it does that boomerang situation, yeah, hit me with that. You know what I'm saying? Hit me with exactly, you know, the energy I'm sending out.
It's your boy TDI, a.k.a. TDI Music, and I'm here to tell you the turn-up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational. With my homegirl, MAE2K, Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
I know you usually don't hear me talk like this. baby, I'm leaning for you. Get me high, I can't stop you. Feel me rise.
The door, that old floor. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store, it's all of you. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. Close the door, that old floor. I want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in
about the way that we make love, the way that you make me sweat, make me want a cigarette, and I ain't no smoking chick, but you got me wanting it, so don't stop.
Yeah, you're making me high, oh, you're feeling right there. Yeah. We're
tossing
and turning, so keep it right there.
Yeah. My adrenaline is pumping right, stomach muscles getting tight, skin so wet, my fingers slide. I'm gonna take you to a place you ain't never been. Handle my business day. Make sure you handle me too.
Okay, and I told you that I was waiting for the hostess of the Moses to call in, and she just did. I'm about to open up her line. Peace, Queen.
Peace, Queen. What's poppin'?
Good morning.
Motivational Mondays.
Yes, yes, indeed. I miss you.
I miss you too, man. You know, trying to, you know, get life together, you know.
You don't really miss me. You don't really miss me.
Oh, I wanted to, touch on something real quick this morning, because I know a lot of women and minorities, and also, our counterparts, our Caucasian young ladies, you know, suffer from fibroids, you know, and a lot of people don't know what it is, and they think it's thyroid, but thyroid are two different things, you know, thyroid causes a chemical imbalance. While the fibroids are almost like benign tumors that can grow to the size of a basketball, and sometimes, you know, you feel like your stomach is big, but it's really fibroids, and it can cause you to have miscarriages and constant bleeding and, you know, discomfort during, you know, intercourse and different things like that. And, you know, it causes a lot of people problems. I've had the issue. And, you know, I was tired of the suffering. I did every you know, contraceptive, every different birth control you could think of that they said that would help it shrink and stuff like that. And a lot of people that suffer from fibroids either have cysts and different things like that, but cysts come and go from what they stated to me. But it's uncomfortable. And I finally made the decision at, 34 in January to have a hysterectomy, a total hysterectomy. But with this one, usually a long time ago, they used to just butcher the women and they would suffer after effects. But they have so much different things with technology now that they can take it out vaginally, or they can either do it topically through the stomach. And they took out my uterus and took out my my fallopian tubes, but I still have my ovaries, which, you know, stuff is still working accordingly downstairs after, you know, the healing process. But a lot of people are scared because they feel like they're not going to be sane. They have to take a whole bunch of hormones. Now, you will jump straight into menopause, but it wouldn't be as bad as if they take your ovaries out. So if you are having it done, don't let them take your ovaries. You know, if you're doing it, don't let them take your ovaries. But it is a big decision to make because you won't have kids anymore. But I've seen miracles too, people having no womb and having children. So, I mean, but if you want to stop being in pain, and, you know, there's other alternatives. There's also, they have like a healing rock and things like that that they do to heal the womb holistically. But I just couldn't take the pain anymore. And I go through my up and down with depression and stuff, but you're not the only one. I would definitely tell you guys to check out Hyster Sisters online, and they give you reviews and what to expect during the surgery, after the surgery, and things like that. And, you know, just, you know, don't feel like you're less of a woman just because you have a hysterectomy. You know, you just have to make a decision, either be in pain or not. And I decided I didn't want to be in pain anymore, and I'm still recovering. I have, you know, my depression and, you know, things going on with me. But, you know, I'm praying on it, you know, and getting through it, you know.
That's right. Putting it in God's hands, because you making a decision for your life actually, you know, makes you the powerful and beautiful queen, Nubian princess that I know. So, you know, that's not less, that's more, actually, because that's big. Not everybody is equipped to really deal with those type of pains or decisions, you know, with their lives. And this is your life. So,
exactly.
You know, you're going to go through either discomfort or, you know, you got to weigh it out. Because either way, you feel depressed. If you feel pain, you feel depressed. If it's cured, you feel depressed. You know, it's how you handle it, and everybody handles it differently, but at the end of the day, glad that you shared your testimony to let people know that it happens. It can happen, and life does go on, and you can continue, you know, living your life. This is not the end of it, you know, and you're very young, so you still have time to heal and time to continue. You made the decision for yourself. And just because you can't bear children doesn't mean you can't have no other children or give love to no other children if that's what you decide to. There's a lot of kids out here that need it, that are already in this world and just need that, you know, that love and that guidance. So, you know, that'll never stop you. I never view a woman to be a mother just because you've given birth, you know, vaginally or C-section or whatever. Even if it doesn't come out of your... If you're there day in and day out repping for that child, listen, the salute goes out to all the mothers that are out there for their children, whether they are biological, that doesn't matter. So I'm glad that you called in, and you know, my prayers have been with you for you to be healing. You sounding a lot better. You know, you definitely sound a lot better.
I'm feeling like my third or fourth win is back, you know. I'm getting back in there, you know. Ready to,
listen,
you know, get this work in.
Yeah, day by day. I mean, a lot of people sometimes have to just juggle either minute by minute, you know, moment by moment, whatever it is and however it is, that you can get through, you know? You don't necessarily have to be like, okay, I'm going to get healed tomorrow. No, you just got to take day as it comes, pray on it, keep it in prayer, give it to God, because, you know, when we can't handle stuff, we just got to give it to him and be like, here, handle that because I can't do it, you know? And he take care of it, and he always make it happen. He definitely finds a way. But you sounding so, you know, I'm just so happy. I'm smiling right here because I'm, you know, I mean, I've never been through that procedure, but everything else you mentioned, the thyroid and the menopause, oh, girl, I'm going through that too. So that is no joke. I have aggressive thyroid. I'm menopausing. And, you know, the depression thing, it likes to creep on you and everything else. And
yeah.
You got to be because when you're not, you got to be careful because if you're not paying attention, next thing you know, you slumped up and you're like, wait a minute. Whoa, what am I doing? Like, how did I get here? Hold on. I got to brush this off and keep it moving. You know, be busy. Sometimes I don't have, you know, I may have finished all my work or whatever. I got nothing else. I'll start thinking up of something. I'll empty out my closet, my drawer, something just to keep me, you know, going and focused and concentrating on other things because depression is very, 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 very...
It's dangerous.
It's one of those things that sneak up on you when you don't even realize it's happening until other people either point it out to you or you're doing something where you're like, what am I... You know, you catch yourself. So that's a really... that you got to really be paying attention to. You know, that depression will creep up on anybody.
But you know what I've been finding, though? Because a lot of people have been telling me that yoga, like, is and meditation is really good for the depression. I mean, you know, and trying to keep yourself busy or interactive. Because sometimes you find yourself dwelling on the past or, you know, mm-hmm. you start, you know, making yourself feel bad. And there's certain things that trigger you. You have to know your triggers and stuff.
Yes.
You know, and you know, certain things trigger you. And sometimes you have to either stay away from the trigger or you have to come up with your own method of dealing with the triggers or even therapy, you know, because if you don't speak on it and stuff, you know, we have so many women, you know, even, you know, female veterans. Like I was in a group that last week, two ladies committed suicide from depression,
mm.
you know, and it's a terrible thing.
Yeah. It sneaks up on you. Like when I first was diagnosed with the menopause and I didn't know, my hormones was going up and down. I didn't realize why, you know, what was wrong with me. And when I got diagnosed, I started reading a lot about it. I did read that yoga was very good. So I started doing yoga. I began to meditate and go to the gym and all that. And let me tell you, sis, it really started working. It really did start working once I began to kind of tune in with myself. And that's when I really started even tapping more into, you know, my life and my journey. I mean, I've been going through my journey since 33. But going through this is like another, you know, it's like another level. And it's hard because if you don't have a hold on it, it will take over your life, like, seriously. You know, like, I got to be very careful. I know my triggers now, see? And that's another thing. I learned my triggers. It took me a minute, but I learned my triggers. So sometimes I have to remove myself from certain people, from certain places, and even remove certain things away from me, you know? And so when I feel that feeling that I get, let me get away from this person. And it could be your own family members. But if that's what you need to do for yourself to keep sane, then you step away and you remove yourself from that situation. You know what I mean? Don't stay there.
And that's
Don't
the
stay
truth.
There. Yeah. And it's as simple as that. It's meditating and just centering yourself and just kind of being with you. You know, not everybody's going to understand you. And everybody goes through different things. You know, there's a million women menopausing, but everybody's going through different phases. And, girl, do you know that we can be doing this more than 10 years?
Exactly. I ran into a lady at the hair shop, and she told me, she said, it's been 12 years for her.
And she said, I'm still not the same. And I'm like, wow. I was like, I thought it was only like a couple of years or a couple of months. She's like, no. Like, sometimes it can last for a long period of time. And I'm like, whew. But it's all about how you're able to deal with it. And you know, to me, what I'm finding frustrating is if you have a partner or you just have, like, friends, like, sometimes your friends, unless they know your personal situation, like, they get kind of irritated because, like, communication isn't, like, as good when you go through this because it's, like, you're trying to deal with it. You know, and it's hard to, like, explain to people because they're like, oh, you're okay. You can deal with it. They don't understand, you know, unless you tell them to go read it up online because they're like, you're just playing. But you can't control it sometimes. Like, I freaking one day couldn't find my ID. And I just, like, went berserk on my boyfriend. And I'm searching everywhere. I'm dumping my bag. And I'm talking about balls of sweat was coming from the back of my neck. My anxiety was going crazy. Like, I had to open up the window. You know how, like, the dogs open the window and they stick their face out? I had to do it. I was, like, losing it. And it ended up being that I was sitting on it myself. And I was, like, wanted to smack myself. But I was so angry, you know?
Yes. Listen, I've gone as far as looking for my phone and talking to somebody on the telephone. I have the phone in my ear, and I'm searching for the phone. I'm just looking for the phone, and I'm like, ugh. And I remember I was on the phone with my she goes, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm looking for my phone. I can't find my phone. She was like, you do know you're talking to me on the phone, right? I'm like,
ugh. I mean, it's the silliest because when you look back on it, you laugh at it, but it's like at that moment it's so intense, like, and it's like you can't because you're really trying to find this thing. I'm looking for my glasses. It's sitting on my head, you know. It's crazy. I mean, it's like, and I don't know if it's menopause or as we're getting older. It's like I'm forgetting things. I think after, like, I'm just like.
I'm not accepting the getting old. I'm blaming it on menopause.
I guess it's menopause or something. It's just it's insane. I don't know. It's like you'll see something for like a quick second. You just had it, and then all of a sudden it's gone, and you're like tearing up the whole entire house, and then you're like, "What just happened? What just happened? Did a tornado hit my house? What just happened? Did I just do that?" And then you try to blame somebody else. Why did you mess up the house? But you did it.
my son presented, he's going to stop videotaping me.
it's almost to the point, like, as if you, like, black out. It's like, you know how people sleepwalk? It's like you go into this trance, and then you wake up, and you're like, oh, my God, what did I just do?
Listen.
Oh, God.
Has led me to begin my spiritual walk as well. I mean, it's just because I can't do it. Listen, I can't do it without my higher power. I tell you, because if it would be just me,
amen.
That has been having me my serious walk, and it's helped me. When I tell you, I mean, it's just shown me. My eyes have been, my eyes are open. I've been awakened. Just to know, to be able to center myself, because when I give it all to him, I'm telling you, it's just peace that over me, and I'm like, okay, I got this, you know? But it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Issues are serious. People be don't me understand. I'll be like, listen, our issues are serious. Like, all the stuff we got to endure, and that's why I tell my kings, man, my brothers, like, come on. Like, y'all got to learn how to be more understanding with the women that you have. Don't just bail out when there's a situation and go to another woman. Guess what? She got issues too. We all got them. You too.
Exactly. And the thing about it is that sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you guys, we really can't control it. Like, sometimes it hits us and we really honestly can't control it. We pray and stuff and everything. Like, I pray on it. But sometimes I go into that that fit, and it's like, oh my God. Then I look and I say, okay, this is wrong. Like, I spazzed out on my boyfriend because he had bread and all this stuff on the table, and I didn't like it, and I like smacked the table, almost broke it, and I'm like, you know, what's wrong? And then I start crying. I'm like, sometimes, and you have to try to explain. I mean, thank God he's understanding, and he knows that I'm going through this stuff, and I'm praying on it, you know. And, you know, I talked to my therapist, but, like, it's something that's going to be ongoing. As I go through it, I'm constantly praying, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I pray for other women suffering from that. And then, you know, like I said, even with the going through menopause, you know, thyroid disease, when you're dealing with thyroid, you know, I had a friend that actually had to go to a mental hospital for, like, a couple of weeks, and I didn't hear from her because, you know, the thyroid can cause a chemical imbalance and kind of make you go psychotic a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't balance it with medication. So it's not a game, you know.
Yeah, and then if you was already a little psychotic, that just adds on.
Oh, it's like, worse. You know. And then you got when you go through that and menopause together, like, that, you know, thank God my sister is strong and she's, you know, she constantly prays and she stays in the Word. But it can take a lot. It can take a toll on you, for real. It's crazy.
There's a warning label on my forehead when I'm walking. Like, listen.
Like, don't even try it. Don't even try it.
You know what I mean? Like, don't have me. I don't look cute in orange. I just don't. Orange jumpsuit. You know, that's why I got. Listen, I got to stay prayed up, man. I just got to stay prayed up because it's serious. Sis, I'm going to put you on hold.
I'm actually going to jump off because I got to go make a move. But it was a pleasure calling into the show. And you guys stay motivated, man.
Yes. Love you so much, sis. And a queen salute to you. Let's keep on the fight. You know what I mean? I mean, this is, you know, it's just about supporting. You support me and I support you and talking about it like you said and try not to let the devil keep you quiet because that's what he does. You want to stay quiet because you're like, oh, I'm embarrassed. Well, I don't embarrassed about what? This is life. This is what we're going through. It is what it is. That's it. You know what I mean? We just got to learn how to cope with it and keep away from the orange jumpsuit. I love you.
I love you.
Peace.
3-4 Good morning, honey.
Good morning, sis.
How are you?
Good morning.
I'm stressed out. I'm really stressed out right now.
Okay, talk to me.
I'm on my way right now to the doctor. I'm, like, really stressed out.
Do some breathing. Let's do some breathing. Okay.
I am. Oh.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm great. And if you want, you know, off the air, we can then conversate. If you prefer. Yeah? Okay.
That would be good. I just want to know how you're doing. And then just tell me something so I could just drive your car off the cliff.
Oh, no, you're not going to do that. No, you're not going to do that. So, let me tell you about how strong you are and how amazing you are if nobody told you today. Let me tell you about adjusting your crown because it sounds like it's a little to the side and maybe a little crooked. So just maybe look at the mirror and adjust it properly, you know, and put it in its right place. It happens when we're going through so much stuff. And we're trying to balance our lives and children and, you know, business and everything. Sometimes our crowns start slipping a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And you know what? When you catch it, when you feel that it's almost coming off, that's when you have to adjust it, crown adjust. So that's all it is, you know. It's just adjusting of the crown and understanding your position and understanding your place in this world and understanding that God got you. No matter what, God got you. That's what it is. You know, there's nobody else that can back you up more than the superior, high, mighty. You are the daughter of the King of all kings. Once I tell you that, it's a wrap. There's nothing else.
Amen.
No one, even the devil has to come and ask permission to be able to deal, mess with you. He's got to ask your father, the King of all kings, if he can mess with you. And all he sees is you doing so much good, and he sees your heart because he can see through everything. He sees it all. And when
I have to.
He's going to be like, listen, get away from her, fall back, because you can't have her. That is my child. You know what I'm saying? You are covered. You are covered. You are covered.
I am so, I am, you know, this, I'm the person that, yes, I'm strong-minded, and I'm stubborn and a stoyer and all of that. Yes, I am. But there's one thing, I don't like to be disrespected in any way.
Yes.
And right now, I just have to just leave work. I just have to leave work. I'm just like, at a point that, you know, when sometimes you got so many emotions, that it's a gift and a curse to feel everything so deeply.
Yes.
Because right now, I just want to go to, like, a federal position, and I just want to be, like, helped. And it's like,
No.
I had to leave work. And the point is, what I'm going through, it's just, I can't do nothing because it's like the egg against the rock. So I have to, like,
right,
kind of swallow it and just take it. But I don't like to be disrespected at all, at all. I hate, and I want to, the part of me wants to get back to that person and get a verbal intercussion, but it's not going to get me anywhere.
You're not going to let nobody take you off your square. That's what you're not going to do. You're not going to let nobody take you off the square. Because the devil comes in different forms, sis. The devil comes in different forms. And remember that the devil knows you just as well as God does. So he will put people, places, things, situations to be able to knock you off your square. Don't allow him to do that. Crazy. You don't let him, don't do things to so he can rejoice. We're out of here. You tell him, you know what? I don't allow this, and I don't accept this, not for me or for nobody else. You know what I mean? And that's it. And you tell him, listen, what's not of God, it's out of here. Okay? What's not of God, it's out of here. So all those emotions that you're feeling are not of God. So you got to get rid of that. You can't give that life. Don't give that negative energy life. Mm-mm. You're going to cut it in half and smile for no apparent reason. I want you to smile for just no apparent reason, because once you begin to smile, like, it's just infectious. Like, wow, begin to smile just for no reason, even if you don't want to, even though it looks a little crooked, a little funny right now. But eventually that smile's going to be like, that's going to light up the room, and you're going to be like, you're not even going to understand why that smile, that frown, you turned it upside down, and it became to be able to be a light for you and someone else.
Right
do
now,
not
just,
give life to that negative energy. No way. Send it packing.
I am trying not to. I pulled
yeah,
out.
No,
I was driving.
You're going to. Doing. No, you're doing. You're not trying. You're doing. You're going to. You're doing it. You're doing it right now. The fact that
you're that's why I called you.
Yes, amen, amen.
That's what
I mean,
my
prayer warriors.
Right now,
I need my prayer warriors. Come on. My queen sister needs a lot of prayer. Let's uplift her. He can't have you. He can't have none of my queen sisters. He can't have nobody. I'm just intervening for everybody. You are covered. You are covered. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay. Thank you. I'm like, I had to drive off. I really had an intercussion with my supervisor, and it's like right now I pulled to the side of the highway. I'm just relaxing a little bit because I never had an accident in my life, thank God. But right now, I don't think I want to drive. I just want to get home. But I, at the same time, I have to be careful because my kids depend on me.
Exactly. That's the point I was trying to get at, you know. It's not about you, so You can't think about you. You have to think about, you know, what's going to happen in the aftermath of you, God forbid, hurt or something. You can't do that. No, it's just not acceptable. You know what? We're not entertaining those thoughts. We're not entertaining those thoughts. Not at all. Mm-mm. Listen, I got something for you. I want you to listen. I got this song for you, right? Just listen.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, I love him, love him, love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself, and you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I ain't been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he come in, I'm missing y'all. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall, you were left, but I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love, love him, I love him, I love, love him, love him, I love him.
Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken. And I feel them storms approaching. And all I see is this deep grave. And I dread that. I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and I compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's the beast, I'm a nameless savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing, Jesus, do it.
Breath into me.
Listen, supposed to be Christian. They said they would never split, but I'm feeling like there's about to be a custody. They're really giving up on me and cheating on us. That's it, that's it, that's it. That's all that I hear from the kitchen is screaming. I wish I could go back in time and erase my whole life from existence. I'm feeling like I might be part of the problem. I guess I'm a negative number. If zero is cold, I'm feeling below. Emotions are rolling like thunder. Lightning strikes, I'm on my crash and burn, crash and burn. I thought we lived as kings, but all these paupers back to turn. And that's how I'm feeling. My parents were kings, but the kingdom is falling. It's broken, it stings. I look at the church, and I see the homeless. I see the broken, people divorced. Through all that, a remnant remains. I pray we see Jesus. Jesus, we sing. Ashes to ashes, praying with tears in our eyes. Where is the hope? Where is the life? Where is the love that we used to display that came only from Christ? We used to be different, our marriage is lasting, but now we just blend in like nothing has happened. Our hearts are lost, we've wandered far. Lord Jesus, take us home. We need you, God, please heal your bride. We're praying at your throne. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh.
'cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
That's you, my cool sisters. Queen salute. All the queen salute. Know your strength, man. Learn your worth. Adjust some crowns, man. Crown adjust. That's all it is, you know. Balancing life, going through, maintaining children, family, you know, personal situations. It's just everything. And it's a juggling act, you know. And we're so afraid to drop anything, any one thing that we're juggling, and it becomes very stressful, especially if you have no outlet or not a good sisterhood of women to support you, you know. Us women, we need other women, you know. I bump into all these women all the time, and they're like, oh, I don't really, you know, deal with women. I'm more surrounded by men, and, you know, I hang with men. And I tell you this because, I was one of those. And yes, that is a fact for me. I grew up with, you know, brothers and always hanging around just, you know, men and all that. But at the same time, I was missing that support of my sisters, of women, you know, of other queens, those examples of strength, you know, that were actually in my own family when I started looking at my mom, my grandmother, my aunts, and, you know, the elders in my family. When I started looking around my neighborhood and other of my, you know, other my girlfriend's moms and grandmas and stuff like that. And when I understood how important it was to have that support, that sisterhood, because it's nothing like another woman that goes through what you go through, that to support you and let you know things are going to be okay. You know, I'm going through this too. I went through it already, and look at me. You know, look at me on the other side. So men, as you know, I have male best friends, but they can't tell me, oh, okay, it's okay. You know, you're menopausing and it's going to be all right, because look, I went through it. So that's not going to happen. I still need my circle, my sisterhood, to support me in those type of things. So then I can be able to help my daughters and my princesses and my little nieces and all that, you know, in that same form. So salute to all those that are carrying those big load on your shoulders, and you're moving on. I know it's not just the women, but you guys know, you know, I support a little more the women market. I mean, I'm sorry, the women genre, because I feel we carry way more, and it's not a competition, and it's not a, you know, like I'm citing, it's facts. If you really look at it, you know, the women are the majority of the breadwinners, and you know, the top in their families, they're the head of households. And it's not because I want it that way, it's because life is happening that way, and everyone's allowing that. You know, men are not stepping into their king's seat. They want to be called kings, but at the end of the day, what are they doing? But relying on the queen. So if you're not doing nothing as a king or bringing nothing or creating a castle for your queen, you know what I mean? Like, you need to check yourself, because we need also that support from our kings, you know, not only for finance, but for everything else, you know what I mean? I mean, anyway, I don't want to go off a little topic right now, but sis, I was looking forward to, are you good?
Yeah, I'm still on the same spot. Whatever, bud.
I'm going to call you. It's like 5 more minutes to the show. I'm going to play some music. As soon as I get off the air, I will be calling. So hold on for my phone call, please.
I will. I'm actually right now, I'm just listening to the music, which I like the selection that you had, by the way.
Awesome.
As soon as
I was playing, I'm glad. I was playing them for you, so I'm glad that you like them.
Thank you. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm just going to call. I have to make some phone call. I'm going to be out of work for a while, so I got to make some phone calls. So give me a call like around 11. Hopefully by then I'm home.
Well, you know what? When you're done with what you have, just call me. Or at least text me. Let me know you're home, and then I'll call you, okay?
All right. Good enough.
Okay.
Thank
I love
you, so much.
I still got more music for you, so just hang on for me, okay? Five more minutes.
Okay.
Jesus, I'm uplifting my sister to you, Father God. You know, right now she is in distress, and I just lift her up to you, because there's only one, if there's anyone that could help her and give her light and shed peace to her, is you, Father God. So here I turn my sister into your hands, dear Lord, and I know that you, because you are so mighty, you are the healer. You are unbelievably powerful. And I'm just going to let you do what you do, God. You know, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Oh, my God, sis. Everything will be all right, man. Everything will be all right. For sure. Everything will be all right.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere and the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing, and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all
will feel
that
great.
I am.
Sit and pray, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
exist. The small things that are bliss. The gift to realize that everything is a gift.
For y'all.
All that I am.
All that I need.
All that.